Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exciting episode of the CNC Football Factory. I am your host, CJ DeSimone, and I am joined, as always, by my partner in crime and my best friend, Carlos the Cuban Chrome Sardinas. What's going on, Carlos?
Well, you know, I've been hearing a lot of other things about the Jets. We'll just talk actual football. Can we talk about what's going to happen tomorrow? That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're here for, man. But first, before we actually talk some New York Jets football, I want to bring on a very, very special guest who's making his cameo appearance on the CNC Football Factory. I'd like the whole world to give a huge round of applause to my son, Sean, who is making his radio debut. Shawnee, what do you have to say for our live audience? All right. He is so excited. So, Sean, who's Daddy's favorite football team?
Jets.
Right. Are the Jets awesome?
Yes.
All right. Cool. What about your Uncle Carlos? Your Uncle Carlos is awesome, too?
Mm-hmm.
All right. See? He thinks they're awesome, too.
Eh. He said, eh. It's okay.
Yeah, but
he's all right.
He's shaking his head up and down and swinging.
I'll take that at this point. I'll take that at this point. All right, let's really talk about the Jets and the Eagles. It's what we're
all right. Let's do
what
it,
we're
man.
Here for, right? Let's do
yep.
it. Darren Sproles freaks me out. Call me off the ledge. What do you think about that?
Darren Sproles is a dynamic playmaker. I think that the Eagles have not utilized him properly. That's what I think. The Eagles and their offensive line, despite the fact that they've been, I guess shaky would be the least word that I would use right now. I mean, just their offensive line is just completely horrendous right now. But Darren Sproles does, in fact, have, you know, the ability to be a game breaker and is someone who the Jets need to plan for and think about. But what I'm thinking is that that offensive line, if they don't block, is really not going to be much in the way of running room for, you know, for
CJ, DJ, I love you. It's so simplistic what you're saying. What they do well and what they're going to do to us is the backside cut zone block scheme. And mm-hmm. I may not be exactly right when I'm saying that, but what they're going to do is do the zone blocking scheme and block us and have Ryan Matthews or Darren Sproles explode outside on the outside of us. And what are we going to do about it? I don't know. That depends on Demario Davis. It depends on, David Harris. And I guess Quentin Coples to a certain extent. That's what they're
yep.
going to do. They're going to undercut us. Frankly, the Colts had success against us. And, you know, I hate to be a wet blanket, but they ran pretty good against us, against what's one of the best freaking, rushing defenses we have. Frank Gore could have freaking gashed us if he wasn't an idiot. That's all I got to say about that.
What they really need to focus on right now is the fact that we just need to find a way to contain DeMarco Murray and Darren Sproles, and you want to try to make Sam Bradford beat you. And I just think that Sam Bradford, even though he's, other than Riley Cooper and Zach Ertz, who really else do they have over there to throw the ball to?
Jordan Matthews, Nelson Agholor, Riley Cooper, Zach Ertz, Ryan Matthews, Darren Sproles. They've got a bunch of people. A lot of people. No. Here's the thing that pisses me off about a lot of Jets fans. They're looking past this game and saying, you know what? It's a gimme. No, it's not a gimme. As bad as they've been, and I understand that the Eagles have been bad. Don't get me wrong. They've been horrible. Frankly, Chip Kelly may have thrown up in his own freaking vomit. But they'll make adjustments. And here's the thing that's going to bother me. What do we have over the middle that's going to cover them? Tell me who's going to cover up Darren Sproles. Tell me who's going to cover up Jordan Matthews. Hell, Revis might not even be playing. You know, we have a lot of questions.
Yeah, he's been
a lot of questions.
He's actually been listed as a game time decision. Well, Carlos, I just want to interrupt that point here. It looks like we have a guest who wants to come on, and I'm going to bring this person on the air. So, welcome to the CNC Football Factory. What's your name?
Hey guys, it's Jim.
Hey Jimmy, how you doing?
Jimmy Boyd, how's it going, Jimmy Boyd?
Pretty good. How you doing? Listen, I heard what you were saying, and I think you're right. I mean, if you watch them against Atlanta and Dallas, Sam Bradford's going to be doing a lot of dinking and dunking to Ryan Matthews and Riley Cooper, and then keep surprising you with Sproles on the outside.
Let me ask you: how would you address the fact that I don't care what you say. If you're going to be facing Darren Sproles, we're kind of weak over the middle of the infield. How do you address that?
I think Bowles has been doing great with some of the blitz package he's been sending. It's just been unbelievable. I mean, if you keep pressure up the middle and keeping the edges contained like we have been doing for the past two games, I mean, if you watch, these guys on a 114-play drive they had four penalties, offensive penalties themselves. They're going to be doing a lot of holding trying to keep these Jets from coming in.
CJ.
Well, I have to say one thing. I think that, the Eagles are definitely penalty-prone, and, you know, the offensive line, it's going to be interesting to see how the Eagles' offensive line is going to be able to contain the Jets' pass rush. Now, here is my question. You know, Chip Kelly's defense, all right, the defense has not really performed all that badly, to be truthful with you.
Okay, no, they haven't. Malcolm Jenkins has been great.
Right, exactly. I think if there's anything... I think at this time that the Eagles' defense scares me a little bit more than their offense, okay? Whereas I want to see exactly what Todd Bowles is going to dial up against this Philadelphia Eagles defense to see how they do.
Let me tell you a couple quick things real quick. One, their defense is crap, but two, beyond that, Kiko Alonso is not even playing, and then what's the kid that his last name is Michael, the other linebacker? He's not playing either. But what you have to worry about is our freaking scouting report right before the game. That's what you have to worry about. Chris,
well,
might
I do
not
have
be playing.
If you're not playing Ivory
playing.
And Decker. Right, if you're
right.
not playing Ivory Decker.
Hey, well, I mean, Revis is in question, too, and that's a big one. That's the biggest one of them all, actually, if you ask me.
I have a feeling that Revis is going to end up playing this game.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I hope that's right, but that's a potential for concern, right?
Yeah, you kind of do need him because Cromartie, you could see the effects of his knee sprain last week. Monday night, rather.
Oh, yeah. Moncrief freaking lit him up.
Right.
I mean,
on that
he
one
did,
play.
As much as we did a very good job on, you know, playing the pass and all that stuff, Moncrief freaking lit him up like a torch. And
he couldn't make that cut to stay on Moncrief's back. That's what it was, because his knee was hurt, you know. I mean, I understood the play.
Did he come back too soon? No, Jimmy, did he come back too soon? That's what I'm thinking.
I would have taken the week off. I would have had him take
the week
off.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you got,
I would have taken the week off, too.
You got Williams playing good enough.
Would have been just fine. He'd have been just fine.
Right.
I think. Yeah, I don't know about you, but...
You got 32-year-old Willie Colon walking around with bags of ice on his knees, both knees, heading into the game. And I watched both games with Atlanta and Dallas. And these guys are not wimps on the Eagles' defense. They come at you hard and fast.
Right.
And you know who's back up to Willie Colon? Brian Winters. I mean, good God.
All right, so Jimmy, let me ask you a little bit about what do you think is going to happen with this Philly game? Because a lot of people are writing it off as, hey, you know what, we're going to get a win. And I don't think it's going to be that easy. I'm not saying we won't
win. No, I don't
win.
Think it's going to be that
win,
easy
but
either.
But I don't
and
think
I...
it's going to be that easy at all. It's
it was 26-24 over Dallas. What makes you think it's going to be easy for us? It's not. It's going to be a very close game.
Right. Yeah, I totally agree.
I agree
it's definitely
you.
Going to be a close game. And I think those Jet fans that are overlooking the Eagles this week or trying to pencil a big 3-0 next to the New York Jets this week are really, really kidding themselves. You know, the Jets are, believe it or not, despite the fact of Philadelphia's struggles, they're still a good football team. And anytime you have Chip Kelly is just a mad scientist, and he's known for dialing things up and pulling things out of his ass because that's just what he does. He did that shit at Oregon. He's gonna continue to do it here in the NFL. And a lot of people maybe are so quick. They're so quick to write Philadelphia off, but you want to know something? There's no guarantees, okay, in the NFL, period. So, you know, there's only two things that are guaranteed. There's death and taxes, okay?
Yeah.
But and as far as a Jet win this Sunday, this is going to be a game in which the Jet defense has to slow the Eagles down. But not only that, if they are unable to slow the Eagles down, then they also need to be able to play that up-tempo to keep up with them. Because that's how Chip Kelly gets teams to fold. In the fourth
right.
quarter,
he won't even give you
when
time.
Teams
he
are
won't
tired,
give you time to change personnel.
Right. That's the one of the things that he does. He'll go and he'll send about three or four different plays into the huddle, so that way, after first down is done, they're hurrying up to the line of scrimmage, then second down, so you can't get the matchups that you really want. He's not a traditional NFL head coach. He is more of an up-tempo, no-huddle offense type of head coach. That being said, the Jets have to be smart, and they have to make sure that they have a mixture of personnel groupings that are already on the field, and Todd Bowles is going to have to be extra careful, okay? And Casey Rogers, another one, is going to have to watch a ton of game tape, despite the fact that the Eagles have looked like deep-fried shit these past two games. Wait a second. I'll give you a shot. Let me finish. All right. The Eagles have looked like deep fried shit on offense the first couple of games. Okay? But now their defense is still held tight and has kept them in games. So Casey Rogers has to find a way to dial up something that that's gonna make Bradford uncomfortable. That's all I'm saying.
Is that it?
That's it.
Is that all? Is that all you have to say?
You know, you can get burnt on your blitz packages every week. I mean, you know, you're blitzing up
right,
the middle and he screens it out to Darren Sproles. Bingo, you're dead. And they were doing such a thing against Dallas last week.
Well, no,
so
no,
I mean, and we were coming off
forget,
the edge.
Forget that. Against Indianapolis, other than Gore fumbling right in front of our face and giving us a ball.
Was that a gimme or what?
It might have been a different game. You know that. I mean,
well, they were
10-7
in the fourth quarter. They were 10-7 in the fourth quarter. You're right.
Well, I mean, if Frank Gore didn't say, hey, here you go, here's the ball, different game, right? Exactly. Beyond that, let me ask you guys about one thing that's been going around Jets Nation, I think, from what I've seen. There's a lot of people that are talking about Geno versus Fitz coming around. What do you guys think about that?
I'm going to tell you what Todd Bowles said. No. We're not even going to talk about it because it's not happening. It's Ryan Fitzpatrick's football team. No controversy in New York, he said. I believe him.
CJ, give me a take.
Yep. Simple. Ryan Fitzpatrick has got the hot hand. You ride the hot hand until it goes cold. So guess what? Geno's ass is going to be number two unless he's called into service if something happens with Fitzpatrick or he struggles, period.
And it's not so much the hot hand. He's not making any mistakes.
It's not even a hot hand. It's just like not a horrible hand. Hey, you're not awful. Okay, we'll deal with you.
He's playing a good, clean game. I mean, listen, we're not getting 500 yards a game. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, when you take Brandon Marshall out of the equation, and we're back to, last year's offense, it looks like.
But guess what? So, Brandon Marshall is on our roster, and that's a good thing,
Right.
Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, we actually have a wide receiver that can actually fight for yardage.
Okay, now you double-team him, and you double-team Brandon Marshall.
I mean, Derek Decker's not bad, but he needed another number one. That's what made him do pretty good against the Colts, right?
Sure, you open him up.
Yeah.
They're double-teaming Brandon. They got to you got to open up somebody. And let's speaking of that, are we going to see Curley this week finally? I mean, it would be a great play if you got
a little bit of Curley and a little bit more of freaking Devin Smith. That's what I think. This is my opinion.
Let's see what Inouye's got. Can Inouye play or not? Let's see it.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll tell you right now, nah, not so much.
If you've been watching the tight end position, it's I'm not even. You know what? I'm not going to put down our team, so I'm just not going to say anything. Because John Gruden did enough of that when he said that Kellen Davis was running over to the sideline saying, "Please don't put me in anymore." I'd like to smack John Gruden for that, but whatever. You know, they're
there. Didn't I say on the last show that John Gruden absolutely hates the Jets?
DJ, would he not rather kidnap John Gruden? I think he would. Let's kidnap him, just like we did
national,
last week. Let's kidnap
national
John
TV.
Gruden.
National
right.
TV.
Kidnap the
gag him.
That's ridiculous.
No, we're
going
to gag him, and we're going to freaking, just stick him to the nice safety sack of what the Jets are, and we're going to kidnap him. That's it. Kidnapped. Done.
Getting back to the game, what I'd like to see is let's see what Inouye's got. I mean, let's get Jeremy Curley in there. We signed him for a reason, and I know Bowles, it almost seems like he didn't like last year's team at all. The way he's not playing guys and cutting quality guys.
No, totally understood. I don't understand the complete hate for Jeremy Curley necessarily. I don't.
No. You got Dakota Doja backing up both James Carpenter and Nick Mangold. He's your number two
for
the center and right tackle.
Jimmy, who's the backup center?
He's gone. His name was Dalton Freeman. Now you're going to try and squeeze Wesley Johnson in there, but on your depth chart, you got Dakota
Doja.
He's
bagging my groceries at freaking Publix right now.
Yeah. And you gave Odeya Bushi to the Texans. What the hell's the matter with you? I'm not going to go off.
No, go off. What the hell? That's what we do.
No, it was stupid. It was absolutely stupid. You got a guy with 10 games of starting experience who beat Brian Winters' play. His play. I'm not saying in experience, whatever, but in his play. And you got Brian Winters now not over on the left side, mind you, because you got Ben Argelana and Dakota Dozier covering the right side. You got him over on the left side, rather. You got him covering over Cologne, which is a whole new position for him. It's like going from being left-handed, trying to write your name lefty if you're a righty. But anyway, you see what I'm saying? I mean, this whole thing is, I don't understand what he's doing. It's not like he brought in guys to cover this offense. God knows we're afraid to bring in anybody on this offense. You got Carpenter and Jarvis Harrison. Okay, Harrison's 23 and a rookie. And Carpenter, you know, no complaints so far, right? He's 26, 5 years experience, sitting there with a Super Bowl ring.
Let me ask you one thing, though. I mean, you're good that we're 2-0, right? Like, you're happy with
yes,
that, right?
But you do see that this could change at any moment, right? This is not an explosive offense. When you're getting 180 yards a game.
Yes,
Ivory's quadriceps are truly hurt, we're screwed. Because if you watch this offensive line, it's not like they're making holes.
CJ,
hey, I
give
saw
me
Dick
something.
Mangold get beat.
CJ, give me something.
All right. Well, I can tell you something, okay? This is where Zach Stacy is going to have to earn his paycheck. And this is where Bilal Powell,
oh my God,
who said that he wants to start. He's being given the rock. Okay? So now you have your backfield of Zach Stacy, you've got Bilal Powell.
What the hell are you talking about?
And
I like Powell.
What the hell are you talking about?
He's talking about running the rock. If you got
right.
Chris
you
Ivory
have to run the rock.
Quadriceps.
So,
okay.
And, all right, now I'm even going to go over to the wide receiver position, okay?
But wait a minute, wait
Chances
a minute.
Are we'll
Can probably... Powell do it without holes in the offensive line? See, Ivory was making holes. He was running up his own men. Can Powell do the same thing? I don't think so, but hey.
Well, Powell's going to have to try, because if not, if he doesn't do it, then Zach Stacy's going to end up having to get the call, going to have to get it. And then if not, and if both Stacy and Powell are ineffective, then Fitzpatrick's going to have no choice to throw the ball, and then the Jets are going to have a long day. And then the Eagles are going to eat us alive. Okay? I mean, it's not... This is not, by any stretch of the imagination, an easy game. And as I said at the beginning of the show, and I'll say it again just in case everybody missed it, anybody who's penciling this in as a win and already looking to week four is kidding themselves.
And
okay? Because seriously?
Drunk. I'm just saying. I agree so, with you 100%. 100 million percent. This
okay.
is not
and,
a scary
game.
Easy game.
It's the game to be scared of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
This is
it is a game to be scared of.
This is the one you worry about. This is the one
right.
where you say, hey, what are we doing?
How well,
we
this
counteract
will show
it?
You, yeah.
Well, I'm going to, all right, look, I'm going to show you the flip side of the coin now. This is also a very unique opportunity for the Jets to prove that in a game like this, that they can be up to the task. This is an opportunity for Todd Bowles to say, we have a team that's down, we give them their due respect, but we're still going to come in there and we're still going to play to win the game. Okay?
Well,
not shoot ourselves in the foot.
It's a money maker. It's a money maker. Right.
Actually, it is. They were -2 underdogs. Now they're +2. But, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead, man.
No. It's quite all right. But just the point is that as much as we can still be scared about this game, we could still look at this game as an opportunity where this is gut check time. Okay, you're 2-0. You have an opportunity to go 3-0 against a team that at the beginning of the preseason people were picking to be in the Super Bowl. Okay, and right now their offense has not played the way that they wanted. They played two tough defensive games, and it's another test to see where the Jets stand in the NFL.
And in our defense, our linebackers
are playing great.
Our linebackers are playing furious. I mean, Harris I forget the other guy's name. Anyway, they are playing furiously, so I don't think you're really going to see an effective Darren Sproles. But I do know that Sam Bradford is going to have no – the only thing he's going to have, it's going to be the same type of game that they played against the Dallas Cowboys. He's going to be dinking and dunking the whole time. Those 5-10-yard passes, the screens. And he's going to have to get by with that because – we know we can shut down DeMarco Murray. Two other teams have done it.
Right, that's true. So, you know, it's a matter of whether or not the Jets are going to be able to contain both Darren Sproles and DeMarco Murray. And how the Eagles are going to be successful is by utilizing the both of them, and how the Jets are going to be successful is to be able to minimize the damage that one or both of these individuals can do against their defense, and if their offense can continue putting up points in key situations in which we haven't been able to do in the past. And that's the key to victory. So.
I'm making a prediction. This is the week that Calvin Pryor actually uses his arms to make a tackle. This is the week.
All right. All right.
Watch
so real quick, Jimmy, I'm gonna ask you because we're getting up against it on the clock here, and it looks like we lost Carlos. We must have had a bad connection on the cell there. Hopefully, he will call back. If not. We'll continue on until he gets an opportunity to get back to us. But give me a score prediction real quick.
I hate scores, but I think it's going to be a close one. You're going to be something like 24-17 in there. I think we're still going to see our vicious defense. I mean, there's no reason for that to give up. And they've been able to hold it through four quarters of play. That's the beautiful thing. They've been able to keep up that maddening pace through four quarters. You don't see them standing there with their hands on the hips, tired and all that. And that's nothing but a great sign. That's a great sign.
Yeah. So,
they really have one, that safety, Malcolm Jenkins, that we have to worry about. And, hey, he can't cover the whole back himself, so.
Yeah, that's true.
It depends for Decker.
So, all right, I'm going to give my prediction this week. It's going to be an ugly game. This may be a sloppy game. It's definitely going to be a defensive battle. I give it to 17-14 New York Jets. Probably Nick Folk wins it in the waning moments. All right, so as we are coming up against it, just want to let everybody know, head on over to www.newyorkjetfans.com for all of your New York Jets news and the freshest original gear made by the fans for the fans. Okay? Email the show at cncfootballfactory@gmail.com. You could also follow us on Twitter at @cncjetsfactor. You could also follow my buddy Jimmy Boyd right over here at @onejetdrive. Follow my partner in crime, Carlos Sardinas at @csssardinas, and myself at @jetsfan0523. So, for Jimmy Boyd, Carlos Sardinas, this is CJ DeSimone, and this has been the CNC Football Factory. And we thank you for tuning in, and we're going to leave you with a little Donkong.